Yehuda the Golol Kishas Chirim Domi. Like most times, that's the way it was. They always had fights between one another, and therefore people did not travel from one city to another city. Therefore, in this case, if you make a machor in one city, it doesn't help if the person in your field is in the other city, because news doesn't travel if the two cities don't get along. Mashenken, in the same city, or else from one city to another city, that people travel back and forth, there's peace, then we hold a machor does help. Machor shlemafonov, heavy machor. So Kitzur, that's why it doesn't want to say this case of the Mishnah between Reuben and Shimon. And Shimon had to run away, because again, there's no chiddush. If he went away, Machom is mom, and then the chazaka is a good chazaka, because he should have been Moicha. And if he went away, Machom is the fascist, Pshit is not called a good chazaka. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't say that case. Now the Gemara is like this. If you're listening, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua and our Mishnah want to say like this? For listen, let the Mishnah say, Moi de Reb Yeshua, the Yoy Melechaveiroi, Reb Yeshua agrees. If somebody says to his Chavier Melechaveiroi, Mo no levisim imcho or prativ lecho, I borrowed from you $100, and I paid you back. Shu nema, they should be believed. And why? The Mishnah says, a svara, it's a pesha, it's a peshitter. Like, Shimon is not complaining now for his money. So Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, Reuven, Shimon, I borrowed from you $100, I agree. But you know, I paid you back. So let the Mishnah say this for Chiddush, that there it is, that we have before Mishnah, the Kaboyle, Mr. Sefer. The Mishnah wants to say a Chiddush in the Sefer. What does the Sefer of the Mishnah say? Im yesh edim shulavim imenu. If there are edim, that Shimon really lent Reuven money. If there are edim, v'oim aparativ, and then the Mishnah should be saying, that if now Reuven says, I paid you back, the loch rizein an emun, Reuven will not be believed. In other words, when does Reuven believe with a peshos a peshitter? If Shimon doesn't have any proof that he ever lent him money. But Mashmeh, the Sefer, if Shimon asks Edim that he lent Reuven money, and now Reuven says he paid back, he won't be believed. And for the Gemara, that's not true. For Kaimelon, we hold that Hamal v'eschavei Rabbi Edim, even when you lent money from your friend, he has Edim there, the Edim that saw that Shimon lent you the $100, but the locher is, Einoi tzorech lipor Rabbi Edim. You don't have to pay back for dafkin Edim. Reuven has a right to pay back, not in front of Edim. So therefore, if Reuven says he paid back, could be believed. Like Shimon doesn't have any proof that Reuven did not pay him back. There are no Edim that he didn't pay back. There are only Edim that Shimon once lent the money. But since Reuven has a right to pay back even Shleibah from the Edim, so again, if Reuven says he paid back, he'd be believed, unless Shimon could prove not. So therefore, this can't be the case of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says clearly in the Sefer, when you have Edim, that you're not believed. If this was the case, you would still be believed. But in another case, for listening, let's say like this in the Mishnah. Moide Rabbi Yeshua b'yoy melechaveiroi. If somebody says to his friend, Mono li'aba b'yodi, you should know I borrowed $100 from your father. Reuven goes to Shimon and tells Shimon, I borrowed money from your father. But for chaltiv pras, it's like he ate up half of it. In other words, I paid back your father half. I borrowed $100 and I paid him back 50. So I only owe 50. The loch rishu neman, that Reuven is believed, even though it's really like a moide b'miksas, but the Teretz says, you're a peshos, a peshitta. Like Shimon did not come to complain for the money. Reuven himself says, I owe your father the money. So that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, that Reuven is believed without swearing. So Gemara says, no, Aliba the man, who does our Mishnah go like? I Aliba the Rabbanin, if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbanin, Shita will soon say which Rabbanin, Harmi the Rabbanin say, Meshav Aveda Avoy. The Rabbanin said this is called the case of a Meshav Aveda. And even therefore Tosis learns, even if there be Edim, that the father Taka lent you the money, still the Maisa, you would be believed to say you paid back $50. And we'll soon see why. The Rabbanin say, if the son is the one that's here, in other words, talking about that the father died, and the son is here right now, so when the person says, I paid back $50, he's believed. It's called the Meshav Aveda. We'll soon see that Tosis learns it's called the Migu. You have a Migu that if you wanted a law, you could have said you paid back the whole thing. And now you only said you paid back 50, so he'd believe you. And he, Aliba, the Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, if you want to say our Mishnah, Rabbi Shua goes according to Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, Ho'omar, Shua boy, Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov says in such a case, you do have to swear. So kids, the Mishnah can't come out good. The Mishnah says that you're Nemon, and according to Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, you're going to have to swear. It's called the Maitre B'miksas. If you agree that you borrowed 100, and you paid back 50, so you agree that you still owe 50, that's a case of Maitre B'miksas. According to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, you're going to have to swear. And now Mishnah says, you're Nemo, that you're Potter. So Gemara says like this. Titania, we learned like this. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer. Lezer ben Yaakov says, Pomim, sometimes, Shodom Nishpa Ataina Satsumai. Sometimes a person swears, it's a case of a might of a mixas, with your own taina. It's only you yourself that are saying things, and still you have to swear. Ketzad, what's the chiddush? Where's the case? If a person says like this, Mon el yavicha biyodi. Reuven comes and tells Shimon, you should know, I borrowed $100 from your father. That's mona liyavich, $100 of your father, biyodi is in my hands. V'yachaltif praf, I paid him back part of it, he ate part of it, means I paid him back 50. So I'm telling you now, I only owe you $50, Shimon. Shemlaz ben Yaakov says, hareza nishba. In such a case, Reuven has to swear that he paid him up to $50. So that's why our Mishnah can't say this case. Because our Mishnah says that Reuven is believed, Mashmi doesn't have to swear, and according to Blaz ben Yaakov, he has to swear. Vizel shenishba tainas atzmai. This is a case that sometimes you have to swear, even though you're the only one talking here. You're like the peshos, the peshita, still you have to swear. We'll soon see what it's talking about. V'chachomim mayrin, the chomim say no. Eino ele kemeshiv aveidu potter. The fact you yourself are coming and telling Shimon that I borrowed $100 from your father, so you're being a Meshav Aveda here. You're the only one that's talking here. That's called the Meshav Aveda. And the Meshav Aveda is Potter for the Shvu Moedim Mixas. Rashi learns that the Tkono and the Mishnah in Shvuas that Meshav Aveda is Potter for the Shvu. And Tosis learns that Pshat is you have a regular Migu here. You have a Migu if you wanted to. You could have lied and Mikayf Rakoil. As we'll soon see why a regular Moedim Mixas you have to swear. But in the case where you could have been Kayf Rakoil, you could be Meyers. Then we say, you have a migu, we believe you. Because if you wanted a lie, you should have said a better lie. You could have said, I paid back everything to your father. Look, you're the only one that's telling us these things. So you could have said, you paid back everything. Now that you only said you paid back 15, you still owe 15, we believe you. So therefore, the Mishnah can't come out of the Chum either. Because according to the Chum, even if there'll be Aden, that Shimon's father lent you the money, still you would be believed. Like we'll soon see. So tomorrow now, we have Lezer ben Yaakov, Lesle Meshav Aveda. The Murray Sakashach and Lezer ben Yaakov, don't you open the Sfora Meshav Aveda's potter for the Shvuah Maidu Mixas? The way Rashi learned, it's a Mishnah in Shvuah like that. The way Tosis learns, the Kasher is, don't you hold from the side of a Migu? Like we know Migu is Midiraisa. So according to you, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, how could you say Reuven has to swear here? He should be believed with a Migu. Rav answers like this. You know what Reb Lezer ben Yaakov is talking about? Betoyenai Kotin. We're not talking about that Reuven himself is saying everything. It's not a real Meshav Aveda, the real Peshos or Peshitta. Rav Lozer ben Yaakov is talking about when the Kotan, the son, the Yashin's father, is talking and telling Reuven, you should know, I know, the way my father lent you $100. So there is a time here. So the Gemara, we learned, Ein nishpoyim atayinus cheresh shaita v'kotan, if a cheresh or a shaita or a Kotan asks you for something, and even though you're a maid of a mixas, you don't have to swear. There's a pasuk of that in the Gemara in Shu'as Dashins, that you don't ain nishboy in matayinus chereshet v'kotan. So how could you say here we're talking about a kotan is asking for the money? Why do you have to swear? So Gemara says, my kotan, you know what a kotan means here? Godel. Really, the son here, Shimon, is a godel. He's 20 years old. If you're my kotan, a kotan, why do we call Shimon a kotan? To legabi mili di oviv kotanu. In his father's matters, he's a kotan. Like, he doesn't know 100% really about his father's matters. He's only coming to tell us he thinks, or he thinks he knows at least, that my father lent you $100. So he's asking Reuven now, pay back the $100. So Shimon says, I paid you back 50. In such a case, Reb Lozer ben Yaakov says you have to swear. For the Gemara, if that's the case, that a godel is asking for the money, so what's Reb Lozer saying, Yochi, tainis atzmai? Like, why does Reb Lozer ben Yaakov call this? You're tining yourself, Mashma Reuven. Is saying everything himself. The Chura Taina Sacherimi. It's called Shimon. The Godel is asking for the money. It's somebody else that's asking Reuven for the money. Not only he himself. And the Gemara, what it means is Taina Sacherim, true. Shimon is asking for the money. Somebody else is asking Reuven for the money. But Reuven is agreeing by himself that he owes $50. For the Gemara, then, Kulu, every case is like that. Kula Tainasa, every case, every Maidah Mixas is that way. Tainas Acherim, Voidoya Satsmaninu. Every case of the Maidah Mixas is that Reuven goes over to Shimon and tells Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon says back, no, I only owe you 50. And the Torah says, since you agree that you're half of my Taina, You agree you owe 50. You have to swear now that you don't know the other 50. So what's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saying? A new chiddush here. Taina satsmai. Why is it called you yourself? So Gemara says, Elo, the cases here, hocha, but the rabbi kemiflagi. So it's like Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns, Elo, the Gemara's chayz now goes back to Katan. We're talking about now that the father died, and Shimon, the young son, is here. And the young son now, the Katan, that Yashin, the father, is being Tevea, telling Reuven, you owe my father $100. And Rashi speaks out, the Gemara just said a Katan doesn't have a taina. So Rashi says that's only if the Katan complains and says, I gave you money. That's no good. But here the Katan is saying, my father, a Gadol, gave you money. So the Katan comes with a taina of a Gadol, a Katan has the right to be Mechayev Shvua. That's the Machlokes over here. So Rashi learns, Elo, the Katan, the young son, is here asking Reuven and saying, Reuven, I know my father lent you $100. Pay me up. Shimon says, yes, I borrowed, but I paid him back 50. I'm a Moedim Amiksas. So that's the Machlokes. Does Reuven have to swear or not? What is the Machlokes Tolian? So Gemara says, but the Rabba Kemiflagi, in the Svar of Rabba. The Yomar Rabba explains, Mifnei Malam Rutera, what does the Torah say? Moedim Amiksas Atayni Yishava. We know the Torah says, Kiyuze, again, that if I say you owe me $100, and you agree that you owe me 50, so the Torah says, you have to swear to me now that you don't know me the other 50. If you're a kaif rakel, you say, no, I don't know your penny. Midiraisa, you don't have to pay anything, you don't have to swear. Midiraisa. But once you agree to half of the taina, then you have to swear. What's the reason why? So Rabbi says like this. Really, there's a chazok in order to neyes ponos ney bachoyzli. There's a chazok, a person doesn't have the chutzpah, the audacity, like to lie in front of you. Like if I ask you for 100, you have this, it's a big chutzpah for you to lie and say, don't owe me anything. So really, a person can't lie. So you don't have a migu anymore of kaif rakel. Like really, the kashrim is, why is the moedim amiksas? Why do you have to swear? If I agree, I owe you $50. Really, we should have said, I should be believed with a migu. If I wanted a lie, I should have said, I don't owe you a penny. I should have said, I don't owe you anything. Now that I agree, I owe you 50. Other rabbi, I should be believed 100%. So rabbi is saying, no, there's no migu. Because you couldn't lie. You don't have this migu to say, if you wanted a lie, you could have said a better lie, I don't owe you anything. That's a tremendous chutzpah. So the man has like audacity to say in front of the person, I don't know you anything. A person won't do that so fast. So it's a chazoka, ain't no demeis, one of me bachoivoid. You're afraid to say, I don't know you anything. Fahai, really this person, bekuli boid lichbrei. Really, the person maybe should have lied altogether. Fahai de lechofer, why didn't he lie? Mishum, they know demeis, one of, because he can't. It's too much of a chutzpah to say, if I say, you owe me 100, you're afraid to say, I don't know you anything. That's too much of a chutzpah, a person won't do it. If so,